This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. You are not your inner dialogue. You are not your inner dialogue. In his book, The Untethered Soul, author Michael Singer tells us that there is nothing more important to true growth than realizing that you are not the voice of the mind. You are the one who hears it. Powerful stuff. We're getting deep on this episode, baby. Now, this concept, this quote from his book, which is a phenomenal book, it's a very, very deep book. If you're looking for spiritual growth, if you're looking to raise your level of awareness and consciousness and really tap into who you really are, this is probably one of the best books I can recommend. Definitely in the top five. Phenomenal book. Absolutely loved it. I've actually read it a couple of times, two times. And so in this episode, we're going to talk about how we always have this inner dialogue in our heads and we think it's us, but really this concept of inner dialogue, it isn't necessarily you. You're just the one who hears the chatter. Let's talk about this. Now, this concept of inner dialogue is the foundation of spiritual enlightenment and freeing yourself from negative energies and negative feelings and emotions and things of that nature. You and the voice of your mind, that ongoing inner dialogue, that mental chatter that you've got going on, are not one and the same. You, who you are at the core of your being, that's separate and wholly distinct from the voice of your mind. Your inner being is comprised of two parts. The first part is you, your awareness, the center of willful intention that you have. And then the other part is that part of you that you attend to, your inner voice, your dialogue, that stream of internal dialogue that never stops. You're always talking to yourself, right? You're walking around, you bump your toe. Oh man, that really hurt. That was an inner dialogue. And you're walking around and you see somebody that you know, you say, oh, you know what? I didn't make eye contact with them. Should I go up to them and say hello or should I just keep on going? You're just talking to yourself. That's inner dialogue. Or when you're just contemplating a problem and you're talking to yourself about it and you're projecting negative futures into tomorrow or into next week, or you're constantly worried and anxious about what's going to happen next, that's all inner dialogue in your head. And it's a very interesting thing if you just step away and look at it. Because your mind, it engages in this continuous, endless dialogue, this stream of chatter. And it's essentially a narration of what we see, what we hear, what we experience. And your mind takes in all of this information and it manipulates it in ways that fit your personality and your personal reality. It's trying to make sense of it all, the world that you live in, the world that we all live in. And your mind, it takes on the role of deciding how everything needs to be for you to be okay, to feel secure. And that constant narration is meant to be comforting and safe, but it can also keep you stuck. It can also keep you anxious. It can also keep you fearful. And amidst all that chatter, you are in there. You are experiencing your life, and your mind simply narrates it. Now, being aware of this, awareness differentiates the worldly focused people from spiritually minded people, people who really know themselves. In the book, to quote him again, he tells us that the day you decide that you are more interested in being aware of your thoughts than you are in the thoughts themselves, that's the day that you're going to find your way out of your head, that you're going to be able to get out of your head and live in the now, in this moment, and really have peace with yourself. Very powerful concept. Now, learning to identify and become aware of your inner dialogue, that's the first step to freeing yourself from the influence of this running dialogue in our heads. And in the book, Singer refers to this incessant chatter as your inner roommate. Great analogy that he puts forth in the book. It's like having a roommate. And he likens this roommate to the most disturbed, annoying, emotionally reactive person that you've ever met, right? This voice, it can pull you away. This roommate can pull you away from or distract you from almost anything that you're doing, right? Imagine if you've ever had a roommate, an annoying one, just think about that, except it's you. There's one part of you, and then there's the inner dialogue. And according to Singer, this inner roommate is pretty much the cause of every problem that you've ever had. It's the reaction that you have to the incessant, often negative and contradictory natures of the dialogue in your head that creates conflict, fear, stress. You gotta tame this roommate, baby, like a lion tamer. You gotta tame the roommate, and you are going to be able to find a freedom and peace when you do that that is absolutely life transforming. It'll change the game for you, the way you live your life. But how do you do that? How the heck do you tame your own inner dialogue? Well, here's how we do it. First step, you want to get to know it. Singer offers a powerful exercise in which you can personify your inner roommate, right? Make a person out of it. You want to think of it as a person, somebody who is an integral part of your world. And then next, you want to stop. You want to listen. What do you hear? Do you like the things it says to you? You like the things it says about you? Would you let any other person speak to you in such a disrespectful way or about you in such a terrible way? Can you imagine if you actually knew a human being who talked all of the crap that you talk to yourself about? All the negative things that you say to yourself in your head, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, I'll never make it, I'm a failure. Can you imagine if somebody was calling you that? That'd piss you off, right? Why would you do it to yourself? It's a powerful thing to think about. Now, chances are, if you do this exercise, then you're really going to realize that, man, this is terrible, man. And chances are you're going to find this inner voice pretty annoying, pretty angering, maybe even downright destructive. And so the question is this what you want, guiding your life's journey? Probably not, right? That's a rational thing to say. Probably not. I don't think anybody wants a negative person in their head telling them they can't do anything all day long. Now, of course, you can't stop the voice completely, right? But what you can do is this. You can change the way you attend to it. You can't stop it, but you can change the way you attend to it. You can change the way you relate to it. And so from now on, if you've got this ongoing negative mental chatter in your head, this destructive chatter, from now on, every time you hear your inner roommate saying something that does not mesh well with the highest version of yourself, that version you aspire to, that dream version of you, that version of you that you know you can attain, it's not somebody else, it's you. But the next time you see and you hear that your inner roommate, your inner dialogue is saying something that doesn't mesh well with that best version of yourself. Imagine if you were just on all cylinders, baby. You were cranking, you were doing everything it is that you've always wanted to do. You were being the best version of yourself. You were creating healthy, powerful habits that were really nourishing your mind, your body, your soul. Now imagine every time you hear your inner roommate saying something that doesn't mesh well with that highest version of you, imagine taking a remote control, pressing down on the volume button, slowly decreasing the volume, lower and lower and lower. Decrease that volume all the way down to a whisper. And then finally, lower the volume completely. It's only when you are ready to break free from the inner mental drama that you've got going on in your head, that you are really going to be able to get rid of the power that it holds over you. And if you can do that, hey, you know what it is. You'd be going out there every single day and living like you give a damn. Hey, listen, if you want the book summary for this book that we just gave you a big idea on, it's called The Untethered Soul, written by Michael Singer. You can pick up the full book. It's a wonderful book. Or if you want the summary version, you can pick that up over at getflashnotes.com or getflashbooks.com. Until next time, again, keep on going out there every single day and live like you give a damn. Love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.